the corporate jet market is thriving at the very top end. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. When you think business jets, you probably don't think first about something the size of an A320. But according to David Velopalle, Marketing Director for Airbus Executive and Private Aviation, the market for these very large business aircraft is actually producing robust delivery numbers these days. ANN News editor Tom Patton spoke with David at NBAA about this end of the bizjet market, what Airbus can offer customers, and who's buying bizjets the size of airliners.
David Velopalle with Airbus. Talk to us a little bit about how Airbus, and particularly the business aviation side of things, is weathering this economy. We've been hearing a lot from a lot of the other manufacturers about how the economy has affected them. What's it been doing with Airbus?
Well, the economy has affected sales worldwide over the last year or two for all the manufacturers. So we've been selling fewer aircraft than we would have done in previous years. However, because there is a lag between placing the order and delivering the aircraft, we've actually been delivering record numbers of corporate jets in the last couple of years. So it's kind of been a mixed picture for us at Airbus on the corporate jet side. Sales have been lower, but they're starting to pick up, but we are delivering record numbers of Airbus corporate jets.
What's unique about an Airbus corporate jet?
The big thing that we can offer is a much wider cabin. We're about twice the width of traditional business jets, such as a Gulfstream or a Bombardier. So we can offer people just a so much better travel experience. You've got that feeling that's more like being in your home or in an office, which is what a lot of private customers want. They want to take into the air the kind of comfort and space they already enjoy at home and in the office, and we can do that. We're also bigger in the sense that we can carry more people because we start from our modern airliner family and then make corporate jets out of them. The aircraft are designed to carry more people. So whether you want to fly a handful of people, 19 people or even more, we can do that. And again, you can't do that in traditional corporate jets. So the big thing is we offer that space, that ambiance, that freedom of movement. It's a modern aircraft family. We can offer you the size that you need, the comfort you want, and the size that you need. And we've had quite a lot of success. We're now at something like 170-plus total sales worldwide of all the Airbus corporate jets that we've ever sold.
Where are your growth markets at this point?
The whole world is our market, but if you ask me where is the strongest growth, then we're talking Asia and specifically China and India. These are economies which have the highest growth rate. China's economy is growing at something like 8 to 10% a year, even in these uncertain times. And corporate jet benefits are increasingly being recognized in China, which until now has not been a mature corporate jet market. Airbus has already got a strong presence and a growing presence in the Chinese market, and we're looking to have an even bigger presence in the years to come.
I want to get just a little bit down in the weeds, because one of the things that you talked about during the presentation was your runway overrun protection system. Can you describe that for us a little bit and tell us what it means for the pilot of the airplane?
One of the things that we've recently introduced on our A380, the large double-deck airliner that we build, is a thing called runway overrun warning and runway overrun protection. The runway overrun warning and protection essentially gives the pilot a very clear and visual guide as to whether he's going to be able to stop on the runway. Things happen. You can have a runway contaminated with water or snow. You can land the aircraft a little bit fast, a little bit long, and you know you're a little bit fast or a little bit long, but not necessarily exactly how fast or long you are. And this will calculate whether you're going to be able to stop before the end of the runway. If you're not, then it will warn you so you can execute a go-around, and it will also bring into play thrust reversers to help you get the maximum stopping power on the runway.
In a moment, a look ahead with David Villapalais, Marketing Director for Airbus Executive and Private Aviation. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. At NBAA 2010, ANN's Tom Patton got a glimpse into the market for very large biz jets from David Villapalais, Marketing Director for Airbus Executive and Private Aviation. What lies ahead for this market segment?
Is there anything new on the horizon for Airbus in the corporate jet market?
There's always new stuff on the horizon. We're looking at a host of other improvements, winglets, which we call sharklets, which reduce the drag and hence improve the fuel burn of our aircraft and in the corporate jet sense give you more range. We're looking at offering an option whereby we would introduce improved versions of the engines on the aircraft, again improving fuel efficiency and hence extending range. So there's lots and lots of stuff in the pipeline. We've done stuff in the past, but we continue to implement improvements.
David Villapalais is the Marketing Director for Airbus Executive and Private Aviation. Find out more under the Aircraft Families tab at airbus.com. If you'd like to see what the inside of one of these babies looks like, see the Aero TV feature for October 28th. Tom Patton is ANN's News Director. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.